From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister says while the economic horizons look bright, not enough gain has yet been made to satisfy the requirements of the population. Jamaica's Anglican bishop hits out at IMF policies and programs.
My concern with the IMF program is the way in which somehow or the other it seems to complement the American Economic Initiative.
And the British minister with responsibility for the Caribbean gives full backing to the Guyana government's economic policy.
I think it would be a very great pity if Guyana changed direction. I mean, we're very supportive of the direction the government has taken.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's ruling National Alliance for Reconstruction is riding high on the 1991 budget. The party held its annual conference yesterday, and although Prime Minister A&R Robinson's government has been buoyed by the Gulf crisis, he warned those who would count the economic chickens before they hatch.
There is still not enough to meet the requirements of our population. Still, there are people who are counting all sorts of gilded chickens even before the oil eggs are laid, far less hatched. They do not seem to be aware that within minutes of President Saddam's announcement of his decision to free all remaining hostages, oil prices had plunged by more than $3 per barrel.
For the first time in many months, crowded with coup attempts, declining popularity ratings, and warring public sector unions, the government of A&R Robinson found something to shout about on Sunday. The review of the economy documents laid alongside the budget on Friday